is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio!
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy!
Hey, mama, what the hell you want with... It is the Ham Radio Show. We are live! Live! Right here, of course, on Ham Radio Show. HamRadioShow.com.
Okay.
The show is called The Ham Radio Show.
Joe, how many years have you been on this show?
I don't know.
You're lucky he fucking remembers his own pants. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show at HamRadioShow.com. Yeah.
Bakum.
L'chaim Bakum. It's the Ham Radio Show. Of course, entering phase two here in wonderful, scenic New York City.
Good thing we had a haircut.
I didn't get. Well, I buzzed my own.
Yeah, well, you're Richie too. Richie buzzed his
own. Yeah, you have to. You can't. I mean, look, I had to. My place didn't open.
Yeah.
Until fuck, I don't even remember. Before phase two happened, whatever it was,
Monday.
Monday. But they were taking appointments on Sunday, or Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, they were.
So automatically they were booked. There was nothing I could do about it.
Yeah.
It's a great place. Artistic Image on Noodle Plant.
Autistic?
Not autistic. They don't go,
Hello.
I cut your hair.
I thought that.
Yeah, now we're gonna get letters, Joe. Jesus fucking.
Well, you
Christ.
Said it.
People like you and I, we have to shave our hair because if we don't, we're gonna look like Cousin Eek.
What the fuck am I hearing?
What is that?
Oh, I'm hearing this. I left the fucking. You know what it is? Because I was so worried about what Joe said, I left fucking something else playing.
What the hell was that?
Oh, I'm just fucking shot. I don't know. Okay. I'm leaving other things playing because, like, okay. I went.
You're
to play.
Trying to ignore Joe. We know.
Normally, when Joe says something stupid, I just go like this.
Yeah,
it's real easy.
I hit the button.
But I moved over to this panel, and this panel was playing. Jesus Christ.
Well, Danny was here. We used to have to shut the fuck up. I used to like.
Oh, I had a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't follow any of it, but what the fuck?
No.
Also, the Ham Cam fully operational in the Facebook Live suite.
It is,
and ready to go for you. You can head over there. It's on my Facebook page.
Ooh.
Of course, and you can check it out there. Normally, sometimes this is where we get the audio from, so now. When I hear the audio, just a minute, let me just make sure if my thing is actually still recording here.
Okay.
Oh, like that looks pretty. If the other thing, like where they get the audio from sometimes from this
the streaming
quality,
yes.
Now there's going to be my fuck up is going to be in there.
Oh, good.
And they can't edit it out because we do regular radio.
Well, sure,
that's what we're doing. This is reality radio.
That's
folks.
Right.
When shit goes wrong, we either drowned. Or we rise above.
That's yep. right.
Which sounds like
Think
tonight's fucking
swim.
Show.
That's it. Yeah.
No, because we had a big guest that has to reschedule. I'm not going to say who it is.
He was big, though.
He was big. Very big.
Yeah,
and we had to reschedule because of something else.
Yeah.
So now that happens. I'm not going to go into that because, quite frankly, I don't have a good legal team. So then we had to reschedule for that thing. So then that happened. So now anything I had planned went to shit. So then I had to reorganize the show, and then an hour before I come down here, mm-hmm. I have Ricky calls me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Ricky calls me, and he has a death in the family.
Oh, yeah.
So automatically now, when Dana goes on, now I have to reorganize what we're doing on the show with whoever's in the studio. Billy is still on quarantine punishment. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. And then he's supposed to hopefully call the show 718.
Billy's on phase one.
Yeah, he's on phase zero.
718-577-1389.
Hopefully Billy will be calling the program.
I hope so.
And at least be doing the show via the telephone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Quite right. Literally, I'm at that point. I don't,
we don't know.
That's all right. You know what, Ed? Most of your best shows have been ad-libbed.
Yeah.
So you know what?
The whole show is fucking ad-libbed. What are you talking about?
Well, this is a little more than normal.
It's like a horror movie. I don't fucking plan shit.
Exactly.
I just show up.
I know.
And then Michael Myers pulls the knife, and then we see some tits. That's it.
That's
the whole show.
Hey, that's a good movie.
Anywho, with that being said, look, we are at the end of the day. That's why they call us. The Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio.
That's right.
It's what the fuck we do. It's what the fuck we are. Yeah, we go out
rise
there
above.
And we rise above.
That's right.
So I have no. It's not like I know. Like I have a pro. First of all,
is that like
there's 9
high?
Million fucking things. What, rising above?
Yeah, is that getting high?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. It's not like I worry about like us having shit to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
For fuck's sake, I can talk about anything for ad nauseum.
I can. Tell
I mean, it's not. I have no problem with
well.
That. And it's not like there's also nothing to talk about in the world.
Ooh.
I don't know. Have you seen the shit we've been living in?
Have you seen the planet lately?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Who's offended by what this week? We'll figure it out.
This has got to be the worst year I've ever seen.
I said
2020. Is that the year we're in?
Yeah, 2020.
We just need to strike it from the calendar.
Don't worry. Just spin the wheel of fucking offense.
The wheel
see
of misfortune.
See where it lands. Let's see what happens. Huh?
This wheel
the wheel of misfortune.
Oh, it landed on the whites.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Let's take down your statue.
Let's go to the fucking phones already. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on my phone line? Piney. Why is he not? Not you. I'm not talking about you. Yeah. John from Taste of Puebla is calling my phone when I'm on the air. Like, I know that Piney's not retarded. He went, yeah, oh, look, the show is on. I'm going to call the hotline and be on the fucking air.
How you doing, Piney?
Yeah. All right, how are you, Joe?
Okay, Bubby.
Would you like to spin the wheel of offense? And then you just tell me what you're offended about now?
I wanted to...
Hold on. Bisexual sheep. It landed on bisexual sheep.
Okay.
Give me 20 minutes of bisexual sheep. All right, get it. What was on Facebook that offended you or somebody said something?
Didn't offend me, but I just wanted to ask you about it.
No, please do.
You ready yet?
I'm ready, motherfucker.
Do you wash your meat?
Wash my meat? As in my private area or my actual meat from a supermarket?
Meat from a supermarket. Do you take it out of the package?
No, because I
rinse it in the sink and then cook it?
No.
Who does that?
What? Fucking communists. That's who do that.
There are plenty of fucking people that will tell you that they, according to Facebook, that they take it out of the package, wash it in the sink, steak. Now, I can see maybe chicken if you're paranoid about the, you know, but wash it in the sink and then put it in the fryer.
No.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, you're going to cook it, you know, so many degrees will kill anything.
Yeah, your fire kills bad things.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why you shouldn't wash it.
Yeah.
Because when you wash it, you're going to, the water hits it, it sprays all over, and it's going to spread whatever was on that meat.
Yeah, if there is E. coli on the fucking thing.
So you're just making them mad as worse.
You're shooting E. coli all over your sink and your countertops.
Why wash it off when we can eat it, right?
Damn right.
Well, you cook it so it burns off. It dies.
That's how paranoid people are now. They're taking the meat and they're washing it in the sink from the package before they cook it.
Can we smack them upside the head with it when they're done?
As long as it's clean, I'm going to hit you in the face with a T-bone. I don't get the fucking principle behind it because it goes through a literal like process. Not even that. Not even the cooking process. I'm talking about my father was a butcher, so I understand.
Sure,
like most. I'm not going to say all. Most butcher shops or in butcher shops in your fucking local supermarket do take the time and the effort to make sure that there is some cleanliness involved in preparing of the meat that gets wrapped.
That come in.
Yeah, the whole thing. USDA. My father was a meat inspector, too. I understand that. What I'm saying is, like, if you're buying this product, it's a little different. Like, I understand, like, people washing fruits and vegetables. Because those are kind of explosive pesticides prior to. I get all that.
Yeah.
But literally, it's not like the coronavirus was sitting there going, filet mignon. Yeah, jump on this fucker.
I did.
Like, who was doing that? Nobody did that.
It's a pig.
You're not. And also, fire kills everything.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out
and
there.
I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, I have to bring this up to you because I wanted to know if you wash your meat, Ed.
Well, I do. I wash my meat. Thoroughly, sir, and I do not at all wash my steak, though. I'm going to say that much.
Well, what about those people who eat assholes? You know, that's something you should wash.
And Ricky, of course, not here.
Yeah.
Ricky's number one asshole eater. He loves eating the ass. God damn it. Well, Piney eats ass, too, and let me tell you, I don't think he washes the asshole before he goes down on it.
Wait a minute, give me that scrub brush. You know.
Piney, do you wash your meat before you eat the ass?
No, you. I like it dirty.
Well, of course you do.
There you go.
He likes to get a nice. It's like he's a wine steward. A
little swamp.
And he puts his nose right up there and goes, ooh. That's a good vintage. What is that, 1978? delicious.
Broccoli.
Finger licking good.
Wait a minute. Did you wash the steak tonight?
Oh.
Your asshole smells different. Tell you that right now.
Pork pie.
Let's see. Kelly in the Facebook Live suite. That's not a current thing. I grew up with my family cooking that way.
Yeah.
Italian / Puerto Rican. I don't think it's paranoia. So she's saying that she grew up
really?
With That wait a minute, but I'm a Ginzaloon.
Yeah, me too, and I never heard of that.
I was raised by a Sicilian off a fucking boat. Yeah. It's not like my father was not born, you know what I mean? Like, he was born in Italy on a mountainside. What? I don't think when they were in Italy they washed the meat. I don't think we washed the meat here.
Yeah.
When I was literally, and look at me, I look like a giant piece of meat myself.
Yeah.
So obviously I didn't get sick from it. I mean, and he was a meat inspector.
And you barely washed.
I barely washed my meat. Yeah. Point for Piney. I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, I understand washing veggies, fruits. Got it.
Yeah.
Washing your meat. I think that's just a judgment call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's. I think
it
stems
paranoia.
Well, really. I mean, I understand what Kelly in the Facebook Live suite was saying, but I don't think that the.
It's not a necessary step.
I don't even think it's a necessary evil that you need to do. Like, even have to think about it.
What
I don't
about
think
cold
so.
Cuts? Because we don't cook.
I wash my bologna all the time.
Yeah.
Get in there and I just rub my bologna and I clean it good,
yeah.
Yo.
Well,
sometimes my bologna goes off.
Cold cuts are cooked, aren't they?
Most cold cuts, yes,
most
are cooked.
Yeah,
they usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have a big fucking. You don't get like a turkey breast that's just sloppy.
Yeah, really.
It's fucking
yeah,
cooked,
right.
Joe.
Yeah.
You're dumb. Kelly said, listen, I'm not saying it's cultural. I'm saying it's a thing. We get that,
yeah.
Kel. I love it to death. I understand that you're not saying it's cultural. What I'm saying is that I grew up Italian. You grew up Italian and what was it? Italian and
Puerto Rican.
What was the exact? I don't want to get yelled at.
Italian
and Puerto Rican. I want to make sure. In this day and age, I can't fucking be culturally divisive.
Yeah.
I got to make sure.
You offended me.
I'm not saying that it's cultural. What I'm saying here, I'm offended. Spin the wheel of offending. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying that you saying it's cultural. I'm saying, like, maybe that's what was growing up. Maybe it is cultural, actually. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe it is cultural. Maybe some members of that culture are doing that. Like, I can't, I'm not going to speak for all Italians.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say I can't speak for the Puerto Ricans.
Oh.
Mostly because they
don't
like
it. All I got to say, Ed, is this is the first time I've ever heard about it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just because people are being goddamn paranoid and now they're washing their meat.
What? They're acting like there's some kind of pandemic going on. Everyone's going to the beach. What the fuck? Come on.
Really?
Don't wash your meat. You're fine. Don't have to wash your meat. You're okay.
How about washing your fish?
Some women need to wash their fish. You know, the women that sell fish. I don't know what you're talking about, Joe. You sick fuck.
I don't know.
I have a question for you, Piney, because I was going to bring this up on today's show as a question.
Yeah.
You watch those the commercials with the Charmin bears? You ever see them?
Oh, the one that wipes his ass or something?
Yeah, yeah, the bears, the big red bears, and they have a whole family. Okay, now, fuck the fact that they're bears, because this is the only evidence I can use to ask this question. But in the commercial, they tell you don't use the Charmin, even though the Charmin's so soft and luxurious to clean your butthole.
Of course.
Like the one kid, the bear kid, they show the kid ripping off only two panels.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Of fucking. First off, he's a bear.
Yeah.
All right, so he's going to fill up the bowl. All right, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Two things that if. My question to you all around the room,
everybody.
And I'm going to ask Piney while on the phone, and it might be our Q&A today.
Okay.
So feel free, 718-577-1389. Call in the show. Tell me the answer to this. How many sheets for your shits? Okay, now are you, because I see that commercial and the kid pulls off, the kid bear, only pulls off two sheets. I have never wiped my ass with two sheets of toilet paper in my life.
I don't actually use toilet paper.
What do you
I
use? Your wife's mouth? What are you talking about?
The wet wipes, you know.
Well, that's, you only use that?
Well, yeah, they're very strong.
You don't do a drive-by and then do the wet wipe to clean out the hiney hole?
The wet wipes, you got to use it.
Stay on mic. I want to make sure I don't miss any of this.
There's a system to this.
Okay.
You got to take the wet wipe, and it's a big.
You take the wet wipe,
Now, the first wipe is with the big pan.
So you go wet first.
Yeah, with the wet wipe.
Thank you, Joe. You don't have to keep saying wet wipe. If I say you go wet first, obviously you didn't spit on the toilet paper and shove it up there.
No, I do that first.
All right, so you go wet first. See, I always go dry first if I do that.
Oh, no.
I go dry first, and then I clean out the hiney hole with the wet wipe.
And then get rid of that one, then get another wet.
Okay.
And do the finished touching. You know.
Wait, so you go wet, dry, wet?
No, I go.
There's no
wet,
dry?
I go wet, wet, no dry. And basically what I do is.
Now, do you flush those or I'm do you throw them in a separate thing?
No, I flush because they're the flushable wipes.
You're gonna. There's a. Google Fatberg.
No.
You're not supposed to flush wipes.
No, it says flushable wipes.
It doesn't matter. You're not supposed to flush
well,
wipes.
I do it.
For the environment.
But I also use your method too.
Your wife's mouth? Which method are you referring to?
I'm very irregular regular. I go in the morning right before I take my shower.
Well, I take the morning. I blitz.
I get right into the shower from the, you know.
I don't even
my
have
clothes are off anyway, so I get right into the shower.
I don't have the time to use toilet paper anyway.
Yeah, and I have the thing, the
butt brush.
The squirter. No, the squirter.
Oh, you have the detachable shower head?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so that's what I use.
And it feels good.
It feels amazing.
I know. I love it. It's like getting late.
In the words, Piney, wash your meat.
I tell you, baby.
All right, so then what do you
spray under your
pillow? I just use
how many sheets?
I would say, you know, a nice little handful.
But that's right. So you crumple like so you make a ball.
Yeah.
Do you use only dry? Or you go dry, wet, dry, wet.
No, the worst is women are the worst.
Duh.
Because they don't. You can't even.
Yeah.
They make a.
Oh, you kidding?
Like, they make another. About it. They make another.
My daughter is driving me nuts with the toilet paper. Oh, I put a fresh roll. By the end of the day, I'm down to like a quarter.
Yeah.
It's like, what were you doing all day?
But their little heinies are fucking clean. Piney, what about you? How many sheets for your shits?
Well, I'm going to say definitely more than two, but it depends on the type of shit. If it's like the morning after beer shit, you know, you got to get in there and get it done.
Oh, no, I'm sure that there's a level of shitting, you know. This is shitty science, folks. I understand.
Absolutely.
You have to compare. If you have like a hard log, that's different. If you're building a log cabin in the bowl, or if you're making a fucking island. You ever do the island where you shit so much that half of it sticks out of the water? And it looks like an island?
You're talking about the puddle one?
Yeah, well, you shit so much, it looks like a landmass.
Well, you know, I have problems with constipation because I'm old.
Well, yeah.
You know, so every once in a while, I got to take the Haley's MO, you know. No, it's a fleet. Haley's MO.
It's a laxative.
It's a milk of magnesia, basically.
What do you fucking buff your ass?
Yeah, you take it. Well, it's actually great stuff.
It's actually great stuff, folks.
The initial pain of taking that shit, because it tastes like chalk.
Because you got mold.
Chalk.
Oh, taking that shit, not taking a shit.
No, that's the.
Okay.
Later, you will take a
shit.
But you take it like chalk.
Varsity blows.
But after you take it and you wait a little while, when you go, it's a pleasure. It's really pleasant.
Let's go right to Joe's ass. Ooh, it feels so good.
Listen to that shit go.
Do it again.
Right down the toilet.
That's just what it feels like, too.
It just revs right out.
It revs right out of you.
I don't know. Is this something that it dawned on me? I'm watching the commercial, and I'm just seeing
weight and everything.
I'm seeing Charmin tell me to use only, like, two fucking paddles.
Impossible.
And I'm like, there's no way anyone wipes their ass with two paddles. And I want to hear if someone does wipe their ass with two paddles.
Paper? What was the original?
Your wife's mouth. We've been through this already.
Really, serious. What did you use before toilet paper?
I don't know.
You know.
Well, John Crapper invented the toilet, so there had to be something. I don't think we've advanced since the original Crapper.
Nope.
Since crapping outside, they had to use wads of something.
Well, the Japanese have. I mean,
they got my $7,000 toilet that you fuckers didn't. You guys now you want the $7,000 toilet?
Yeah.
Now you guys feel because you experienced cleaning your ass with a bidet. I mean, there's some products you can buy now that tie in with your own toilet.
Oh, sure.
That you can get a bidet now that connects to your toilet and clean your balloon knot and everything. And you know, fucking.
How come bidets aren't popular in the United States?
Because we hate everything that comes from other countries until we experience it, and then we're like, oh my god,
we should have had this a long time ago.
Dude, look at everything. Look at waffles, for fuck's sake.
I like waffles.
Waffles came from Belgium. Before that, just pancakes. We didn't give a shit. We was like, just pancakes. And then somebody went over to Belgium, had a waffle, and went, hey, you should try this waffle shit.
Those are good.
Things are a great thing. It's like a fucking indented pancake. It's delicious. Someone gave it a shot. No, if we don't give it a shot.
Yeah.
That's why, look, I blitz my hiney hole.
You do?
I know 9 times out of 10 I don't even use toilet paper anymore.
Ooh.
I don't. Because I figure I'm going to take a dump, right? I push it out nice. Usually it's not a lot of remnants that comes out. I go in the thing, I blast it out with water almost every time, and I just clean my balloon knot. I think I have the cleanest balloon knot in this room.
Really?
Because of that.
Oh.
Because my balloon knot has been cleaned at least, I want to say I took, how many dumps did I take today? I took at least 2 dumps. Today,
and you took 2 showers.
So I don't take full showers.
Oh,
it's literally for the purpose of cleaning my hiney hole.
Oh,
just for my hiney hole.
So you get in the shower.
Wait a minute, Ed. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Lay it on me, Brian. I have no shame in this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You take a shit and then put your ass in the water? What are you fucking doing?
No. I take a dump. Right? I take a nice steaming shit.
Ooh.
Okay?
Hot
water.
Then
right, I got that.
Okay, then
thanks
what I do.
Visual.
You're welcome. Then what I do is I walk over. I get up. I walk over to my shower. I have the detachable head. I turn the fucking thing on full blast. I turn the nozzle so it's like a blitz system.
Right up the hole.
And I clean my hiney hole.
Get in there.
In the I go.
Now, do you get. Wait.
Every
wait,
time.
Ed, do you get in the shower?
In the shower. In the shower. In the shower. And then sometimes.
I can't imagine.
Wait, how about this? How about this? Sometimes I keep my shirt on.
How do you
I
do
just
that?
Roll it up. I put, I'm not, because I'm fat. I'm already naked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care about it. So I bring it all the way up. And the bottom half.
I would sure like to get a picture of this, wouldn't you?
No, not really.
Wait,
no.
Let me explain this. I will explain this thoroughly because I think it's the wave of the future. Let me explain why.
Okay.
So here's what I do. I'm going to take everyone through this step by fucking step. Mm-hmm. I go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, I can only do this, by the way, at my house. Like, I can't go to other places. So other places.
Better not do it at my house.
I've done it six times. When at my own home. When I go doot the duel in the old toilet,
yeah.
What I do, now mind you, by the way, when I'm not at my house, I have to use the method of, you know, wet, dry. Yeah. I have to come up with some form of a method.
Yeah.
Okay, when I'm at, like if I'm at work and I get the bubble guts,
yeah.
I can't really shower at SiriusXM.
Okay.
So I have to use toilet paper and clean my hiney hole.
Yeah.
But I get in there, and what I used to use also dude wipes. Because I remember I did that commercial with dude wipes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I had a whole bunch of dude wipes. So I did the dude wipe.
Man.
I would bring it to work with me so I could clean myself. That's not here nor there. Piney wants to hear about my adventures in the shower
system. Yeah.
Okay, so now.
I want to hear how you power wash your ass.
All right, here we go. Let me take you through this. I walk in. Now, first off, yeah. Socks, important. I always walk around barefoot in my house so I don't have to take the socks off in the shower. Ooh. Very key. Must
smart
always remember
idea.
Barefoot at all times.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Then I also wear, usually around my house, because I have the underwear that is the jockey brief kind of motif.
Awesome.
I have them on now. If you want, I'll model them.
The tidy whiteys?
Not the tidy whiteys. They're like the jockey boxer briefs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, very important, too. Very important. You walk in. You take them officially off. You don't put them around your ankles.
God.
Officially off. They hang on a little hook.
There you go.
Like, because I'm about to do my business, Joseph.
Really,
so I get in there. I hang up my my uniform, as they would say.
Yeah.
Hanging up there. I push one out really nice. A nice steamer. A good one. Thank you. And it's a very graphic sometimes. Sometimes it depends on how much vegetables I have eaten. I do enjoy, even though I'm a fat fuck, I do enjoy some vegetables.
Cool.
So then, the poop. All right, done that. Now, when I feel like everything is out of my hiney hole, like, you don't get up early.
No.
You know, it's not a premature get up.
No,
I took a 5-minute shit.
Never do that.
I'm getting up off the bowl. You make sure that you have evacuated most of everything from the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Very key. Yeah. Write that one down. That's phase two. Make sure that you've evacuated most from the chamber. Then I get up. My shower is directly, literally adjacent to my toilet. Actually, sometimes I slide the door open during the poop. Like, I slide the door open because I know I'm going in there. Okay?
Now because you're wanting the shower, you're going to stick your shitty ass in there.
No, I'm going to stick my whole body, let alone my shitty ass.
They should put the toilet in the shower.
That would be amazing.
That would be a really good thing.
Amazing. Here's another thing, but I'll get to it later. Trust me, I have another idea. Why the fuck... We don't have something that we should. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I then enter the fucking shower, Mark. Write this down. This is phase three. I enter the shower.
I got it. Phase three. Go.
I'm in there. I have now either pulled up my shirt, so it's now being like under my chin.
Ooh.
Then I turn on the water. I detach the shower head because it's one of those the girls masturbate with, one of those. I take that one off. I turn it to the hot.
You gotta warm it up.
You gotta get, you gotta get it hot. You don't want to put cold water in your balloon nut.
That first blast is cold.
I get it. I turn it all the way to hot. Now my water, because I have like a superconductive fucking heater.
Yeah.
It gets like nuclear hot. But then what I do is I just bend down, shove the not shove the thing up my ass, but shove the water stream directly in the hiney hole. It shoots out some of the remnant, the remnants. Yeah. And then what I do is until I gauge it from how hot the water gets.
Oh.
So now I sit there, and like when the water's so hot that I feel like I'm about to burn my balloon knot, I pull away.
I bet you do.
I pull away.
I would do that.
Okay,
too,
so yeah. Then what else I do also is then if there's any little remnants floating around, because usually the water takes it down the drain, it disappears, it's gone. You don't normally
see
it.
It's a drain.
It's a drain. That's what I'm saying. It's exactly what it is. It's a giant toilet when you really dig it.
Absolutely.
That's where all the toilet stuff goes. Right. So what's the difference? Then I spray around the tub itself, mm-hmm. just to make sure everything's gone, if there is anything. Because sometimes there's a little nugget that you want to say toodaloo to.
Must get rid of
and
that.
And you send him on his way.
Absolutely.
You say, bye-bye, nugget.
That's it.
And you go, goodbye.
Woo.
And the nugget disappears.
That's it.
Okay, so now everything's done. Now what else I do is, well, I turn the from the hot to kind of lukewarm.
Uh-huh.
And usually what I do is I do the fupa. Just because I feel if I'm fat, I want to clean the undercarriage.
You're there.
You're there already.
Yeah.
You're already wet.
Absolutely.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
And then I clean my ball bag, too, a little bit while I'm down there.
Yeah, man.
I don't take a full shower. It's like a five-second deal.
Good, but I put that on sprinkle when I do.
Yeah, man. Well, no, I use the fucking Blitz just to make sure I get all
on
the crevices
ball bag,
clean.
On your ball bag?
All my ball bag feels great.
It's going to hurt.
By the way, use the high pressure on your ball bag. Feels fucking great.
It's going to hurt.
Oh, it's like the male vibrator. It's fucking wonderful. So then, after I'm done there, Mark, I make sure there's no remnants on the actual head of the shower head, because that's disgusting.
That is terrible.
Have you ever dropped a log on your shower head?
What is that, chocolate?
Oh, it's fucking horrible.
Because
someone else has to use that shower.
Of course.
If it was just my shower, I'd say, hey, leave it till tomorrow. But I have to, so I clean it. What I do is I have the spray cleaners and everything there. Just in case, also, I give it a little rinse-a-roo with the old spray cleaner. And I let it clean, suds up and clean up just in case.
Very courteous
just
guy.
In case. Yeah. And then I walk out and I towel off, put on my underoos, and I'm fucking crystal clean.
You're ready to go, man.
I'm ready to fucking hit the fucking town, Joe.
I've never brought around with
now, Piney, I ask you, is there anything wrong with what I'm doing? Yeah, tell the kid to shut up for a second.
Ed, that's got to be like an hour fucking process.
No, I have it down to 15 minutes minimum. I take a 15-minute
shit. You're not cleaning your asshole in 15 minutes.
Yes,
that's
you are. Dude, it's a big... No, my asshole is small. My ass is big.
Yeah.
There's a difference. It's like kind of flying over Grand Canyon.
That's true, yeah.
It looks bigger than it really is.
All your shit. You're blasting your shit on your legs, on your feet.
Yeah, you clean. You shower that off.
Yeah.
You make sure you're crystal clean. You know what?
Your ass on the fucking toilet.
No, the toilet takes too long, and it doesn't really get you as clean.
That's right.
Joe's, I bet you if you put all our assholes up on a lineup, my asshole is cleaner than Joe's asshole and Ricky's asshole.
Not
black,
right,
not the slinster.
Your asshole.
All right, put my asshole on screen. Hold on, I'll get up.
Okay.
if the video was not on Facebook, if it was Twitter, I might.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I have a beautiful, clean, squeaky... When I fart after the cleaning, let me tell you, it smells like Lemon Pledge.
Yeah.
That's how clean my asshole is.
Really cool.
Right after. And I do this anytime I take a dump. So if it's like, if I take a twofer, right? If I take a twofer, then it's a two... You know what I mean? I clean my ass twice that day.
Sure.
So my asshole, ladies, pay attention if you want to go down to fucking Heiny Hole Town. Let me tell you, cleanest butthole out of the group. I'm sure that Piney likes a little musk. On his, but my hiney hole is clean.
That's right.
I'm just saying, my hiney hole is crystal clean.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm out,
you need.
Well, go ahead.
Like you need a pool boy for your asshole.
I would love a pool boy for my asshole.
Yeah.
I'll name him Ronaldo,
yes,
and
sir.
Hopefully he has one of those things from Baywatch that he can throw into my butthole. One of those orange things on the rope. Fucking bring it on, all motherfucker.
I have to go vomit now that visual went.
You're welcome.
Love you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right,
okay,
bye.
Buddy.
I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, so my whole thing, by the way, just I'm going to leave you to that. That's the Q&A of the day. Yeah. Let's fucking all, like, discuss that. How many fucking sheets for your shits?
Oh,
I say I'm down to zero. I'm, like, saving the environment.
I got a net. Why don't you ask Alexa?
What? How many?
What's the average?
Hold on, let me ask. Alexa, what's the proper amount of toilet paper to clean one's rectum?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, thanks, Al. Big fucking help, Elon.
That's no way.
All right, let's take a break. We got to come back. I do. We'll leave that.
You never taking a shit in my life.
We're going to leave. I got to take a shit and then clean my ass in Joe's bathroom.
See you tomorrow, folks.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break. I have this Q&A today that could be floating around. We got to talk about a whole bunch of other crap that's been, literally, a whole bunch of other crap that's been going on in the world. We'll get to that as well. I don't know if John from Taste of Pueblo, because he called my phone and then he went on Facebook and gave me the middle finger. So I don't know if he's going to call the show. I know nothing. This is what happens when we have a major guest cancel, and literally, we're just stringing this shit along. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
And yeah. Now something completely different.
Look, I'll say like this, though, right? It's a vulnerable time for a lot of these young dudes, you feel me? They don't be taking care of their chicken right. If I had an opportunity to let these little young Sahabs know something, I say take care of y'all money, African, because that shit don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what the fuck you want to. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chickens.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe!
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
I'm Eddie Filgaro, and this is New York City through my eyes on Aside TV. So put the kids to bed, put on something sexy, and take a mouthful of New York Ham. You need to watch New York Ham on Aside TV.
This is a Brooklyn Mountain train that I staff will be on 175th Street. Next, we are close to the
Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout for four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
I took a walk around the road to ease my troubled mind. I left my body somewhere in the sands of time. I watched the world go through the dark side of the moon. I feel there is nothing I can do. I watch the world fall to the dark side of the moon. After all, there has to be something between me and you. I really don't mind what happens now and then. As long as you be my friend to the end. If I go crazy, then you'll call me Superman. If I'm alive and well, you'll be there holding my hand. I'll keep you by my side because you're my new man. My kryptonite. Yeah. You call me strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. You took me for granted all those times I never let you down. You stumble ahead and bump your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I pull up and put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then you'll call me Superman. If I'm alive and well, you'd be there holding my hand. I'll keep you by my side, cause you're a human, my kryptonite. Yeah.
Yeah! It's the Ham Radio Show.
Filipino Heat.
Oh, God, I love that motherfucker so fucking much. 718-577-1389, it is the Ham Radio Show. How is everybody doing after our shit conversation?
Yeah.
I believe everybody's good. I don't know who just tried calling the show. If you just call back, feel free, 718.
Yeah,
what is it? 718-577-1389. I'm done talking about my door. Ooh, I'm cleaning my back door.
Oh, I thought you were farting.
No, like, not yet.
Like,
I wish.
It's like a squeaker. You know?
Yeah, I do have a squeaker, but you know what? I use a lot of oil on there, so we're fine. Yeah. And then people were, by the way, asking if, you know, when I'm in there and I'm fucking, you know, hosing it off, like, am I getting in there and just fucking, no, you use a steady stream of water.
Yeah, it's good, not stream, like a bidet.
Yeah, it's like a forceful bidet.
A forceful bidet.
And that's what it is. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on my phone?
What you doing, you fucktard?
Hey, fucktard, I thought you were dead. Hi.
Miami.
Oh, you're in Miami? You made it all the way to Miami?
Wow, that's great, man.
Yeah, I traveled down to Miami.
What are you doing, getting therapy? What happened? You getting, like, some physical therapy? Why are you all the way to Miami?
I just needed a break out of New York.
Don't we all?
Okay. I'm down here with my daughters and my kids.
Are you gonna be able to come back? Because they literally, didn't they just put a...
Yeah, they put a quarantine.
So, yeah, I...
14 days?
I'm coming back on Monday. They canceled my trip. I wanted to spend COVID to my down here. But all this shit going on that I...
He's going
to
swim. So Monday you'll be back.
And I've got to be quarantined for 14 days.
Yeah, you got to be... So you literally, then you'll have a lot of time to think about how many sheets that you use for your shit.
Oh, yeah. That's true, yeah.
Like, these are questions that are going to be making you, you know, physically... mentally understand how precious life is for 14 days. You're gonna have to think about how many times you shit and how many pieces of paper you use on your shit. It's a very important thing.
Well, not that many.
How many sheets of paper do you think you use on your hiney hole?
The total maybe four or five.
Four or five. How small is your hiney? What does it come out as, fucking brown silly strings?
Because the last row, the last few sheets, to wipe your ass in the water.
What, you jumping into the water?
No, man, no. Now you take water, you take a sheet, toilet paper,
David toilet paper,
water,
okay,
and you wipe your ass.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I don't think it gets your asshole as clean as my system.
I like it.
Yeah, but
system.
That's when you're home. When you're at home, yeah, of course. I shit, shower, shave.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be there. That's supposed to be it. So, I mean, but when you're not at home, you have to generally wash your ass with some water and some toilet paper.
You wash your ass, honey?
You know, maybe we should get one of those squeeze bottles with the straw, you know, that you could use it when you're away, you know?
No, get a fucking... All you gotta do is get a one of those... He works in the food services industry.
Oh, yeah.
All John would have to do is get one of those, like, you know, like the ketchup and mustards?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get one of those, you cut the tip a little bit, get it right in your hiney hole, then you can hose yourself off.
That's a great idea.
That's called an enema.
No, I didn't say stick the thing up your asshole.
No, it's different, yeah.
Don't suck the water in your butthole.
An enema is for pleasure.
For Christ's sake, for pleasure. Mmm.
Yeah, that's the best thing for you to do if you want to clean, have a clean asshole.
Now, what I do, John, here's another idea I had. What I like to do is I like to stick a whole bunch of tissues on a chainsaw, and it just goes, you take the blades off, and you just use toilet paper, and it just goes around and, like, sputters in your hiney hole. Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
Nice clean shine.
Nice clean shine on your old hiney hole. It's good.
One foul slip, you're going to have another hole.
Well, you take the blades off. You don't have to be crazy like that. You take the little blades off, just tie little handkerchiefs and go around. Just goes, spins around, cleans out your hiney hole. It's not bad at all.
You ever have a coffee enema? I heard about it.
No, I like to drink mine.
No, I don't know if you absorb caffeine from it. I don't honestly know.
Well, it goes into your body, so I wouldn't say. Yeah. Supposedly, when you enema or do anything that goes in the hiney hole liquid-wise, it goes to your kit, and not your kit, is it your liver? One of it goes right to your liver first because you're going backwards in. Because I remember somebody, I think it was Artie Lang was saying that if you do wheatgrass and they give you a wheatgrass enema, it goes right into from your butthole, goes into your liver. Because they were trying to clean
good?
His liver.
Is that good?
Well, supposedly it helps clean your liver.
Oh, okay.
John, where are you in Miami right now? It sounds like there's a bunch of seagulls flying around.
Yeah, something going on.
No. Hey, we just came from the beach. My son's in the back. My daughter's sleeping. He just came from Tampa, from the Tampa Bay area.
So
we're driving back down. We're about maybe an hour and a half away from my home in Miami, South Bay.
All right, cool. All right, well, you have fun out there and enjoy yourself, brother.
Absolutely.
I want you to fucking calm the fuck down while you're in fucking Miami. Take a breather.
Yeah, relax.
And relax a little bit and maybe enjoy life for a change.
That's
how about that?
That's the most important thing,
Something like that.
All right, Mo. Have a good time, you and the kids, okay?
All right, man. Take care. Take care, buddy. Send my condolences to Ricky.
We will definitely. Ricky had a death in the family, as we was talking about, but... Hold on.
Take care, guys.
All right. I'm cleaning up my butthole, Joe.
I can see it,
Just want to get in there.
It sounds like a trickle, though. It sounds like a forceful.
I was actually hiding the fact that I was peeing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Also, other stuff in the news besides my butthole.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy, who is, friend of the program. Ron Jeremy charged with rape. The adult film legend Ron Jeremy has been charged with raping three women and sexually assaulting another. According to the Los Angeles District Attorney, Jeremy allegedly raped a 25-year-old woman at a West Hollywood home and sexually assaulted two women aged 33 and 46 on separate occasions at a West Hollywood bar in 2017. He's also being accused of forcibly raping a 30-year-old woman at the same bar in 2019.
He goes to the same place.
Same place. He's a creature of habit, Joe.
That's his pickup place.
Jeremy, 67, was said to be arraigned today. It was this afternoon. There's already pictures, by the way. You can find them on the web. He's wearing like a t-shirt and a shitty mask. He looks horrible. Prosecutors are recommending that bail be set at $6.6 million.
He's broke. He has no money.
No, he's got money. He doesn't
spend any money. But
dude,
$6 million?
Trust me, I've hung out with Ron multiple times. Ron has a shitload of money because Ron is a very cheap guy.
Oh.
All right, so Ron, much like yourself, Joe, some would say frugal. So he has the money. That's why he's possibly, they could probably look at him as a flight risk because he's got the money to get the fuck out of Dodge. That's why his bail is probably at $6.6 million.
$6.6 million, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
For a three-year-old rape charge.
Well, but his bail has been, it's adjusted by inches.
Oh, I see.
So that's why it's at $6.6 million. $1 billion. If convicted as charged, Jeremy faces 90 years to life in prison.
Oh, shit.
90 years. He's 67 now.
You think he'll be popular in prison?
Oh, I think he probably would be treated like royalty because a lot of the guys in the clink jerk off to his movies.
Really?
Or have jerk, you know, like he's an icon. He's a porn icon. Literally the first part of the article, adult film legend, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, look, I have not known Ron. I've known Ron to be a little handsy. Mm-hmm. Not going to say he's not. Sometimes I've seen stuff that like I'd be like, ooh. But I've never seen what these allegations are in life, because I know a lot of people, first part, everybody, even your ex, fucking writes me and goes, Eddie, did you see this about Ron Jeremy? I'm like, I know, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, like, literally, trust me, he's a friend of mine. As soon as, hey, Joel, how are you in the Facebook Live suite?
Hey, Bubby.
As Sir Joel, you say Bubby? What are you, an old Russian grandmother? So literally, like, I've never seen this side of Ron. I'm not going to say anything's fucking possible. Not going to say it's not, but I'm not going to literally speak to the facts of the case because I don't know them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people are asking, well, what do you think? What do you think? The only thing I know for sure about Ron Jeremy is he has a giant cock. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I know him, but we're not hanging out, like, going, like, and swapping rape stories, you know?
No, yeah.
So I don't know. I can't say anything, because, quite frankly, I don't have any.
I'm skeptical, to be honest. I really
he's a very...
Yeah.
He's a... Half the time, he's asleep.
I know that's not politically correct.
Well, no,
you
gotta,
you gotta believe the women will...
Hey, at the end of the day, Joe, you can also point out the fact that there are... And it's... I don't give a fuck if it's wrong to say this, because there is... There are women who have come out and lied about rape. So that's not that is an actual thing. I'm not saying that in this case, these women who are unnamed...
We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it is... You can't rule it out as not a possibility. Mm-hmm. There is a possibility. Now, I'm not defending Ron and saying he might have done some dumb fucking shit like this.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm always suspicious of these women who come out 3-4 years later or 10 years later and they say, oh, he did this 10 years ago. I mean, you know, if I got raped, I would be at the police station in half an hour.
Dude, if you got raped, we'd be checking the fucking eyesight of the fucking person that raped you.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Why, Joe? Why?
When a crime gets committed, you report it right away, you know.
Yeah, but see, then you're also blaming, like I said to you before, this was your valid argument that you were trying to make.
Yeah.
And I said to you before, then you are also... Kind of not you personally. When anyone uses that argument, you're then blaming like the victim. Like it's up to them when they come forward, Joe. I mean, I can't kind of dispute that. You come back when you.
You know, I've always said, and I've said this before too. That anytime anytime somebody makes a rape allegation,
oh, absolutely, I agree with this. Yes,
totally private. No, you know, once it goes to trial and you're convicted, then the name shouldn't come out. Nothing should be
until we know for a fact
that you did it.
This person did do. Like, if there was an actual.
Right.
If the person has any form of celebrity, and I don't mean that, mean
especially
like,
that.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying if the person's a well-known name. Like, and actually, no, fuck it. If I agree with you, I'm going to take back my point.
Okay.
I'm wrong. If anybody is accused of such a heinous fucking crime, the same way Ron is fucking accused of it, no matter if you're famous or not, I'm going to take the famous part out. If my name can, I'm a nobody. I'm a pimple on the ass of the radio community. If literally my name came up and they said, Eddie did this, X, Y, and Z, my life is over whether it's if I did it or not.
Yeah.
And on the emphasis of the not part, my life is fucking over.
Even if you're acquitted, there's always people who are going to say, yeah, he got away with it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's just not fair.
No, it's not. It, to the point where, and look, and we're not shitting on actual rape victims.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Well,
I want that abundantly clear.
No, if a guy really did it, send him away, man. Chop off his dick and do the bobble.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I said, if you get caught raping, They should cut your dick off on live television.
Right, have Loretta Mama come out of the
We can end rape right now. Yeah. I've said this numerous times.
Sure.
If we had a live fuck pay-per-view.
Live
it's
castration.
Free. Literally, like, free. Yeah. You committed rape. Guess what? You're found guilty. Here's the evidence we know for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is actual... He was caught with his dick in her.
Yeah, like
that guy.
You have, like, a guillotine.
Yeah. No, not even a guillotine.
No guillotine.
Somebody with a hacksaw.
No, see, you gotta make it more family-friendly.
Okay.
And what you gotta do is let the fucking people pick how we're gonna cut his dick off.
Okay.
With chainsaw, hacksaw.
I got it.
What?
Deli slicer.
Deli slicer.
You know how long that'd take you to put that on pay per view?
Wink, wink, yeah. wink. Well, hopefully their dick doesn't say wink, wink, wink.
More like ow, ow, ow.
But during the actual process. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can end, because rape is a whole thing about power.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's power over. Now, if, let's just say, Ron Jeremy, let's just say he used his influence and name and he did these heinous acts. I'm not saying he did, I'm just saying, let's say he did.
Hypothetically.
He did this horrendous shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that he's accused of.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say we do that. Now, he's a friend of mine and I still say, let's cut his dick off. Because that's the only way we're going to teach assholes that rape is really, because think about it, they get away with it. What happens? They go to, they rape somebody, they go to jail, they get to hang out, they get three hots in a cot, they're fucking shooting, you know, if they're white, they're hanging out with the Aryans, if they're black, they're hanging out with the brothers, if they're Chinese, they're by themselves doing tech service, which is weird.
but,
here or there, if that is what's going on, you're kind of saying, like, it's not really punishable. And then that woman has to live her life knowing that her asshole rapist is, and it could be Ron. I'm just saying, anyone.
Yeah.
That person is in jail.
Being taken care
of. And they're
of.
Taking, they get, they get showers. They get to clean their assholes like I do.
Yeah.
They get the free bologna sandwiches by the state.
I enjoy it.
They get to work out in the gym, which is the yard.
Mm-hmm.
They get to, they don't get a real punishment.
Yeah, it's got to be like the Middle East countries, you know?
I
like,
said,
you
cut off your hand. If you rob somebody, you cut off your hand.
Cut your finger off or something, you know?
That's the only way you're really going to... That's... And I don't give a shit.
If, well, I've always said that. They should have the stock and pillory on Times Square and 42nd Street.
Yeah, but that's humiliation. I don't want humiliation.
Well, he was the same thing. And say, well, for minor crime, not for rape.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more serious.
Rape, he just put his dick in the little stock and pillory.
Put the stock and pillory on 42nd Street and have everybody come and kick the guy in the ass. Bang, bang. Guaranteed he won't be doing nothing to
Joel
you.
In the Facebook, Joel. In the Facebook live tweet says, you can't stop rape, you can only contain it because some people don't care. I think, Joel, here's the difference, Joel. I'm going to address Joel directly.
Okay.
I think that people don't care because there is no fucking punishment fitting the crime.
Right.
If I start cutting...
I think they're going to get away with it.
Well,
that's what I think.
Not only just that. Let's just say they get away with it. That's even fucking worse.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying, if we catch a motherfucker...
Yeah.
Like a Ron Jeremy, and say, this guy did it.
Yeah.
Okay? And we got facts, and we got figures, and we know for a fact that this motherfucker raped somebody. We start cutting dicks off in New York City.
You're going to think twice before you do it.
You're
going to
second guess, because if you get caught, your dick is gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, it's a big fucking deal if we start cutting dicks off.
You're not going to be able to rape anymore.
Yeah, fuck that. You're not going to... We just let you bleed out.
Yeah.
It's
that's it.
We cut your dick off. You bleed immensely. We just let you die.
Ooh.
We don't give you fucking a cotton swab with alcohol and clean you up before we inject you with the poison.
No
fuck
tourniquet
no.
or nothing.
This is fucking guttural, hardcore...
Yeah.
Extreme violence to rapists, and we call it the medieval hour, whatever, and it's on Channel 7 after the news.
Yeah.
I don't care
late
when
night,
it is.
Night, after 11.
Put it on at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Nah, they need to make money off of it. Put it on pay-per-view.
Dude, fuck it.
Pay-per-view,
No. See, no, you want to make it open to everybody. You want everybody to see this, to see the rapist get his dick cut. You put it on pay-per-view. People, they're like, hey, did you see the pay-per-view? I ain't have enough money. It was $29.99. Tell me about it. Well, they hacked the shit out of this kind of thing.
You should have seen
that. You should have seen the blood splatter. It looked amazing.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You want to have this
screaming
open. And it would be the only show on record that if you put it on at 1 o'clock in the morning, it would have sold-out commercials. Spots would be fucking immense.
Yeah.
They would be filled. And that is where we're at now.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, there is no point. Like, there's a lot of women coming out lately. There was a hashtag speak up movement, and it's affected the wrestling community. This is how I even heard about it in the beginning. What happened was a lot of the women that work, you know, who are wrestlers, and some of them that were even just trainers.
Yeah,
or some
women
of them,
wrestlers?
Yeah. Oh. But not even, and some of the male wrestlers came out. It's not just a one-sided argument here.
Okay.
So they have come out, and they're sharing their stories. And God bless you, women, men, if you have been sexually assaulted, share your stories. It helps the other people come out who are quiet, Joe, and have held this in for like 3 years, and haven't spoke up because they feel bad. Sometimes rape victims feel like they're the fucking reason this happened.
What do they call that woman's woman now?
What?
What was it? Like, don't ask, don't tell? I forgot the name of it.
No, don't ask, don't tell is when you were gay in the military.
Yeah, the military.
What do they call that?
Ask your question. You just keep going, whoa.
they gave it a tag.
Okay.
Know,
for what, though? The Me Too movement?
Me Too, that's
okay.
I couldn't think of Me
How
Too.
How the fuck did you get Don't Ask, Don't Tell confused with the Me Too?
This is Joe.
You know, everything new, like Black Lives Matter, Me Too, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You got to have a tag.
Well, you have to learn some shit. Hashtag this shit up, Joe.
I forget them all.
All right, so anyway, the hashtag Me Too movement is also very important to the fact of, and look, I don't want to come off as this because a lot of people already look at this show and they go, oh, they're just a bunch of misogynistic men scratching their balls.
No, they know about us.
We fucking defend everybody's right.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were fucking sexually assaulted or raped, speak up.
Absolutely.
Hashtag speak up. Get the stories out there because that's what brings people forward who are too afraid, Joe. Like we were talking about if it happened 3 years ago, whatever. It doesn't matter. Sometimes they're afraid to come forward because they feel like they caused this. I shouldn't have wore that outfit. And then they get sexually assaulted. They feel like it's a problem. I'm just defending the point.
Those kids who were attacked by the Catholic priest when they were two.
Exactly.
You know?
That's another story that you can share on this thing. But the point was, what we were getting at was, that there's tons of these stories out there. So the odds are kind of like 70-30, that maybe 30% are fucking lies that somebody is using to get somebody, and then like 70% are actual facts.
A lot of it
where this
money,
is
Well,
that goes into the 30%, Joe.
Yeah.
Where somebody takes a name, like, and I have to, like, defend, and this is what makes me so fucking annoyed, I have to defend Justin Bieber. There was allegations against Justin Bieber the other day that he had raped, first off, it's like two women, but the one story comes out and he literally got, and this is what I mean, you need evidence, because here's the problem, it also then becomes a he said, she said argument, which is going to bring me to another point, and I'll get to that one second. The Bieber thing, though, comes out, Bieber is some allegation, I'm paraphrasing from what happened. Either way, doesn't matter all the excruciating details, he's accused of rape. He locked somebody in a bathroom and then he raped them, and that was what was alleged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now here's where I hate the fact that I have to defend Justin Bieber. But Justin Bieber went out and said, oh hell no. He got fucking the hotel fucking receipt. He got all the where he was at the time. He goes, I was fucking Selena Gomez at the time.
Yeah.
All this stuff, like, literally had documentation, because he goes, I am not going to be called a fucking rapist. And that's the thing we have in this day and age, where people, sadly, you have to fucking prove your shit.
Yeah.
Because when you come out and you make derogatory or defaming comments. Now, let's just say Ron Jeremy didn't do it. Now, let's take it from the other side.
Okay.
Ron Jeremy doesn't do it. These women are just using the name because everyone knows, even my mother, who never watches porn,
do you know who these women
knows
are,
who Ron Jeremy is.
Do you know
it doesn't say that. Of course, they're not going to get their names.
Now, you see, that's not fair.
I know. So now, because you have to protect what is the victim, Joe. You have to protect the victim. I'm not disagreeing with your stance. I'm just saying that's what they do. Now, let's say Ron doesn't do it. He didn't do it, I mean. now what happens? His career is now tainted. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a fat tub of shit who hasn't been in a lot of porns lately.
Really, yeah.
But he's Ron fucking Jeremy. So let's just say it didn't happen. Yeah. Let's just say it didn't happen. And I'm not taking sides and saying I'm defending Ron. I'm making the point of, let's just say it didn't happen. Yeah.
Now his reputation.
So now his reputation is shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gone. Yeah. Forever. Because now he's now been labeled as a sexual predator.
A predator. Yeah.
Where you have, like, a Bill Cosby, who there was evidence.
The cause.
He went to trial.
Yeah.
He got fucking put in jail. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's trying to plead out and get a... he's going to let his case out for the Supreme Court of Philadelphia
He'll
or whatever
be out
it is.
By the end of next year.
That's fine. If he fucking if they figure out how and why, and he goes through all the legal fucking proceedings, Joe, that's different. My point is, there was evidence. He went to jail for it. Forever and a day, mm-hmm. he will always be a rapist now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because there was proof. Like, Justin Bieber had to get proof to go, I ain't fucking raped this woman. Proof. It's... We can't just make allegations become truth anymore. We've discussed this on the show numerous times. You can't just say some shit. Now, some of the women, perfect example, some of the women in the wrestling thing, they have proof. They have text messages. These doofy motherfuckers have sent text messages like, hey, you know, we're going to meet up. Like, people are denying they were even with these women. No. They're like, I'm married. I can't be with her. She's got text messages from you with your phone number, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And you saying, I'm going to meet you at 8 o'clock at so-and-so. Da-da-da-da. She's got proof. That woman right there is telling her story because she has proof.
Yeah.
Do you mean like there's a difference?
Somebody with a text message.
No. It's not a text message, Joey. These guys are acting. The rapes or whatever have happened, they turn around and say, I don't even know this woman. Blah, 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 blah. And the woman goes, oh, you don't know me? Boom. His phone number, the fucking pictures of his dick.
Ooh.
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. That's what I mean, Joe. It's not fucking, they're not raping him with a phone.
Weeder.
But it's the point of proof. Like, that's where allegations stop being allegations and become factual fucking statements.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difference, and that's a scary thing that we live in this world where now accusations, and I'm just saying across the board, I don't want women being called something out, and they didn't do something. It's not just a man thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want anybody being fucking thrown in the clink or getting punished for something that they didn't fucking do. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, there was a story. So this was the other thing I wanted to bring up. There was a story in 1995. All right, let me see if I can actually get that story because I have it over here. In 1995, Winona Ryder was at a... Here it is. Winona Ryder was at supposedly a party with Mel Gibson.
95.
This is 1995. A Hollywood party in 1995. Supposedly,
25 years ago.
Doesn't matter. Supposedly, she brought this up.
Was she alive
again,
for 25 years?
Yeah,
was she 12?
No, she was
that old.
She's older than 25, Joe. She's Winona Ryder. She plays a mother in fucking Stranger Things. I'm thinking that she's old enough.
Okay.
All right, so now we know that Mel Gibson has... it's factual... And he has said a lot of anti-Semitic things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we know that this is a factual thing.
He's not a lover of the Jews.
Yeah. So now, and my favorite line from him, you should blow me before the jacuzzi. One of my favorite lines.
I don't know.
Now, he's at this party. Supposedly, he says an anti-Semitic remark where he calls Winona Ryder, who is Jewish, oh, you're one of those oven-dodging Jews. Okay, that's what he says. Now, supposedly she has brought this up also in a 2010 GQ article.
I probably believe
she
said it.
I'm not saying that. All signs are leaning that he did.
Yeah.
Okay? But my point is this. Like you just said, it's 25 fucking years. Okay?
Get over it.
Not even get over it. It's 25 fucking years. And here's the thing. There is no fucking proof that this happened. We don't know anything. All we know is that we know that he is definitely has sent some anti-Semitic shit before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He has gone on record as saying, like, you know, watch the Passion of the Christ if you don't think that he doesn't like the Jews. We get it. Okay, now, my whole thing, though, is it's an accusation. Nothing more, nothing less. At the end of the day, it's just an accusation. 8 o'clock this morning, there was an update on my... fucking news that they sent me for the show.
Right.
That Mel Gibson has been cut from Netflix's upcoming animated Chicken Run sequel over the Winona Ryder allegations. So, an allegation. Now, let's just say Mel Gibson is not rich.
Yeah.
Let's just say Mel Gibson is a run-of-the-mill actor.
Yeah.
And this was his way to make money.
That's not right, though.
An allegation lost him a job.
Yeah.
Do you want... And I'm not... Look, I'm not
that's
defending...
That's more than an allegation, though.
No,
that's
no.
Probably it, factual.
No. It's not factual. You don't know it happened.
You don't.
The
yeah.
same way I
yeah,
don't know it happened. I can't defend or deny. All I can say is... Unless I was at that party and we recorded him saying, yeah. oven dodging Jew,
yeah.
which I don't think anyone did.
Maybe Winona Ryder hates Nazis, you know?
Well, no. Joe, I mean, that's like if I turned around and said, okay, I know that Joe killed that person.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, he killed somebody, buried the body in the backyard.
And every time I see you, I go, murderer!
Yeah, you know, now you try...
I thought that was awful.
Yeah, and then you go, and then you go to try to be a congressman.
Yeah.
And this asshole's going, well, 25 years ago,
yeah.
he killed the guy.
No, you see the stuff they're bringing out about Joe Biden? No.
No, of course.
That's in the 90s.
Look, the past is never buried, and I'm not yeah. defending. I want it understood. I don't want Joe buttoning in. I'm not defending Mel Gibson. I'm not defending Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
I'm defending the fact of allegations... need to have some evidence behind them.
That's right.
Before now, look, can we make a giant fucking leap from this to the Bubba Wallace story. The Bubba Wallace story in NASCAR is the same shit. It's an allegation that turned out to be not true.
No, the piece of string hanging from the garage door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turned out to be not true.
What is this over here? Looks like string.
You mean like that is, it's not a,
somebody made a loop. What is going on?
Loop. It's not like, wasn't a factual yeah. thing that there was a noose. Now, I'm sure that Bubba Wallace, by the way, if you're living under a rock and have no clue what I'm talking about, yeah. Bubba Wallace, the only black NASCAR driver,
yeah.
And if this was an accurate thing, if this was truthful, that somebody was a scumbag, racist, hatred, piece of shit, and went to his garage
yeah.
and hung a noose, and pretty much like giving a signal like, hey, fuck you, darkie, we don't give up, like that kind of fucking racist bullshit,
yeah.
all right? That is disgusting. But then the FBI gets involved, and late yesterday, we find out that this thing was not a noose. It was a rope that closes the fucking thing. It's been there since...
Yeah, the garage door.
Wait, it has been there since October 2019.
About a loop. He made a loop.
Okay.
It's nothing.
Now, he, of course, because now he's getting his whole... Bubba Wallace is getting his whole Jesse Smollett fucking aura about him, saying that maybe he came up... I'm like, there is... You cannot say... Just because you might not have a doubt, and you go, and you turn, and you go, well, I know Bubba, and he wouldn't do that. But how well do you know somebody?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, that's the thing. Would somebody, to control their narrative, that this, that, and the third, now, he might not even have been involved. It could have been a PR person, like, if this was a real thing.
Just
he doesn't have to be him. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything is possible in the fucked up world that we live in.
Oh, yeah.
That you can't stop somebody from second guessing if something is, like, totally, like, real or has legs or can be... Like, you can't stop somebody from addressing that fucking point. You mean, like, if you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I never even heard of Bubba Wallace before this.
I never did.
And now his name is out there. And I'm not saying I'm not playing that game where I call him Jesse Smollett or Juicy, or whatever
Juicy
Joe calls him.
Juicy.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, though, is you cannot tell me that you don't right now after the FBI has proven that this thing was not... a hate crime.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that there is not a part of your brain that went, holy shit, we all got catfished.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that there isn't that thing.
Sure.
You can't tell me that you didn't sit there and go,
This don't look good.
Yeah. Like, the only thing missing from this story is that you're saying that two Nigerian guys put up a noose.
Yeah.
That's really all that's missing from this story.
Two years ago.
Yeah. No, 1 year.
Oh, 1 year ago.
In October.
October.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You can't, you.
Halloween.
It's literally an allegation.
String.
The same way as all this other shit is allegations. And because we live in a world where everything's a knee-jerk reaction.
Oh, yeah.
That we have this issue. You have an issue where somebody can't be believed, or someone can't just understand that there might be some collusion.
Yeah.
Going on here.
Absolutely.
So it does make, you know, it does make a fucking issue. But, you know what I mean? I do have to say this, as they always say, Joe, as they always fucking say.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
All right, no news is good news. We have proven the fact.
That's
great
right.
Movie.
We have proven the fact. That there was not a noose. All right, so we have proven.
Well, you know what they say. No noose is good news.
Okay, so that is the best thing to come out of this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you're telling me that there wasn't a hate crime, that's great.
That's right.
Because that shows that maybe we have grown up in this world and we're not going to do a petty thing. Like a Todd. Isn't that guy Todd Petty? What's Petty? Who's the Petty's
Richard
a racer, right?
Petty.
Richard Petty?
Richard Petty, yeah.
Not a Richard Petty thing to do.
Yeah.
Then go out there, and I mean Petty as in a bad thing, not Petty as in the guy actually did it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, and as that joke bombed, what I'm saying is that maybe the best thing we can take out of an allegation that turned out not to be a fact is this.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
We take the good news.
That's right.
That this is not a hate crime. That the bad thing didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because at the end of the day, when you have Ron Jeremy, who's 67 years old.
Yeah.
All right? If he's 67 and goes to jail, this will be the first time he probably might never be.
Is he in jail now?
What?
Is he in jail?
No, no. He's in custody. Yeah. I don't know if he's out on bail. I don't know. It was 6.6. Hold on. It's 6.6.
I go to Mexico.
6.6 million. Well, that's why they probably have him still in the bail at 6.6 million. Because he has the money to fly to Mexico right now.
Yeah.
That's the point. But he's 67 years old. This is the first time that Ron Jeremy might not get 69.
Uh-huh.
Because he can die in prison.
Yeah.
Over an allegation. Yet again, we don't know if it's fucking that. We don't know if at the end of the day... That the fucking thing.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
We don't know if the allegation is true.
That's
we have
true.
No fucking clue. The only thing in this Bubba Wallace thing that we know now is that at the end of the day, it is without question.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
That's a very important thing, I think, to take away from all this shit. Allegations need to fucking be proven. You need to take your head out of your ass and prove that something happened.
Yeah, just
that's the thing. You can't just go around saying shit.
Well,
and
that's the problem because they make everything public before they get all the facts.
We agree with you.
You know, and I've always said that these kind of crimes, they should be just kept private. When you get the facts, okay, then
you
hide
then
the
you
dude.
Go public with it.
Yeah.
And then you have the facts. You literally have a way. And I understand that sometimes people want to circumvent the legal system because sometimes the legal system fucks up. I get it. And you want to use like a smear campaign kind of thing, and I get that too.
Sure.
And that's why everyone, the people are going after all these motherfuckers that do blackface. Mm-hmm. They're going after them now because they want to get rid of the fucking Jimmy Kimmel's.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Fallon or whatever.
Yeah.
They wanted to get rid of all these people. And I get it. Sometimes it's justified. Sometimes it's justified.
Yeah.
But if the one thing we can take away, and then I gotta go to break. The one thing we can take away from this at the end of the day is this. The one thing, I want you to listen carefully. The one thing.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
Is that this is over.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not, we had an allegation. It got proven wrong. And that's what you should learn from just throwing allegations out there. That's one thing, and that's all I had to make a point. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of all these fucking other allegations going on in the world. And we're going to relax, Joe.
Get the alligators out of here.
Damn right, all these allegations.
Alligators.
Get them out of there, Joe.
They bite you.
After these words, motherfucker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, all right, one more time. I know Joe likes it.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
This is Ham Radio.
Joe, check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Ham Radio.
Joe, check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
I'm Eddie Filocchiaro, and this is New York City through my eyes on Aside TV. So put the kids to bed, put on something sexy, and take a mouthful of New York ham. You need to watch New York Ham on Aside TV.
This is a Brooklyn Valley train that I stop at the 175th Street and clear to the
third lane. Hey, this is Paul Sheen from Orange County Choppers here. You're listening to Uncle Eddie and Ham Radio.
A man came around in the neighborhood and he promised to take you to Hollywood. That's what he said. He played with your head. In pocket town with all your bread.
Joe plays the classics. It is the Ham Radio Show. We've touched a lot of stuff. We've touched my hiney hole.
We have,
Bubba Wallace, Ron Jeremy, even Justin Bieber today on the show. It's one hell of a program. It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody. Again.
Does he still have that chrome car?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's
why you want to go for a ride.
Well, I think it should be illegal because it reflects too much light.
Why don't you just tell him to get off your lawn, you old fuck? 718-577-1389. The chrome car hurts Joe's eyes. Ah, yeah. It is the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. One of the things I also wanted to bring up on today's show before we close out everything as we move into the final half hour of the program. By the way, COVID-19 is still a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least
just thought I'd bring that up to everybody.
I know, yeah. I had to wear a mask today. I went into a store.
We wish you were wearing a mask all the time.
No, they gave me a free mask.
How cheap are you?
No. I had a mask. What happened was, you get not used to wearing the mask and you're driving in the car.
Yeah,
And I walked out of
the... You hang it on your fucking mirror like everybody else.
Well, I got out of the car and I'm walking into the store and they have a guy at the door and he goes, excuse me. He was a Puerto Rican guy. He goes, excuse me, sir, you got no mask. So I said, oh, yeah. And I was turning around and said, no. And he gave me a mask.
That was nice of him.
A brand new one. He took it out of the box and everything,
Well, I'm glad it was a brand new mask and not an old one.
I would want a coronavirus mask. Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Well, kudos to the people at Top Tomato because Top Tomato gives free masks out.
I'm glad that they're now listening to the show and they're very excited that you gave them a plug.
Well, I got to tell you, I bought some very nice stuff at Top Tomato.
I'm glad you did. Well, you were wearing your mask and being fucking, mm-hmm. an advocate for COVID-19 pointing out that people should be masked up. This
nice
is the thing.
Roast beef and
I don't understand why.
Why?
If we're still in the middle of a pandemic, why does everyone think it's okay to go to the beach? Because I have a lot of people in Florida where John just called from. John just said he was in the Tampa Bay area. I have a bunch of people, and it was an article, so it's not like I'm speaking out of turn. A lot of people that were I know like personally, like Mike Calta from the Mike Calta Show, got found positive for COVID-19 because somebody on his show had it, and then everyone had to get tested. It became a whole thing. Mm-hmm. He had to have his wife had to get tested. The kids had to get tested. Everyone had to get tested. It becomes like a thing. So how in this day and age? And I get that you're fucking at home and you're. You're annoyed with life, and you're just, I got to stay home with my mama, and I got to hear her bitching and moaning, or you're with your fucking wife.
I
want
to go to the movies.
And you want
to
rip your fucking hair out and all that other crap, and I get it. Stress is a fucking annoying thing. I get it. But, really, I understand even in the New York area, we're in phase two, and if you notice any restaurants when you're driving around, you can eat outside, you can dine al fresco.
A little better than,
But the thing is, why would you want to chance it? If we're still in the middle of this pandemic, and there is still a disease that is killing people, because now, I believe it was, I forgot where in Florida exactly, because I didn't write it down exactly where in Florida.
Mm-hmm. What were they, 5,000 new cases
today?
Yeah,
it was like 5,000 plus.
Sure, yeah, come on.
It wasn't even like 5,000 where it was almost going up to the fucking sixes. You know what I mean?
It was 5,500.
Yeah.
Even Trump, and you know what Trump
get on that mic, motherfucker.
Even Trump, you know I'm a Trump supporter.
Really?
But why is he having these rallies? He shouldn't have these rallies.
But we shouldn't be having even the protests either. I understand.
That's true,
I understand that the numbers, and I'm not defending Trump, and I'm not the fucking Black Lives Matter. I'm not doing any of that. I'm making a valid point right now. So everyone get off your fucking high horse for 1 second. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, we shouldn't be out in public right now, screaming into the fucking wind.
Yeah.
Either way, if you're fucking Trump and this stupid fucking thing that was in, what was it? Iowa? Where was it? Tulsa, Oklahoma.
This is not the time for that.
I don't care if they're doing a live performance of Oklahoma in Oklahoma.
That's right.
You shouldn't fucking be in a stadium. And then, I understand that people have to sign this waiver and everything. I will say this again. I think I said it last week on the show. I will say it again. People are the problem.
Yes.
People are always the problem, and I always use The Walking Dead as the example. Because The Walking Dead, the zombies aren't the bad guys on The Walking Dead. You know who are? Negan. Guess what? Human. All the fucking humans are the assholes. That's who's the asshole. Because we have learned in society that we can't live amongst each other.
No.
When there are certain people who can't live amongst each other. Yeah. They literally go out and have to be dicks. The Karens of the world who have to call the cops on every fucking thing that they think is racist or this, that, and the third. Just the annoying, the bagel boss cocksucker guys that literally start fights in public. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know? All right? People are the problem. Make that a hashtag, Joe. Hashtag people are the problem.
Bumper sticker.
It literally is the truth. You can't go out in the world. And here's the other thing. if you are going to go.
PRP.
You're going out there to the fucking rallies or the fucking protests or whatever it is. The riots even. I don't care what you go to. Okay? The fact is, you made that choice.
Yeah.
No one made that choice. Donald Trump having the rally doesn't make him the asshole. It really doesn't, because I'll explain why. Doesn't make you the asshole, because you chose to go see the asshole on stage. That makes you the asshole.
Yep.
It doesn't make him the asshole, because he can have a shitload of candy, Joe. If a diabetic waddles their fat ass over to the candy, eats the candy, and then fucking dies, guess whose choice it was? The fucking diabetic.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fucking guy with the bucket of candy. It was the guy who ate the fucking candy. That is the issue.
Kool-Aid.
Rob, I don't disagree. Fuck Trump. Don't care. Black Lives Matter all the way. Great. Whatever your political stance is, we're not making this political. I'm fighting against people. People of all races, creeds, colors, religions. You fucking wave the fucking rebel flag. You wave the black fist in it. I don't give a shit.
People are
the problem.
Yes.
Really.
And here's the thing. A lot of times, it's my freedom. You hear that a lot. Oh, it's my freedom, my right. Or they just don't care.
No. But wait a minute. But here's the thing. Your freedom, your right. You are exactly correct. But it's your right because you did it.
Yeah.
No one else. So when you get sick and you die, your family can't say shit because your dumbass went to the rally.
Yep.
Your dumbass went to the protest. Your dumbass went out there. I got to die now. Let's go. Yeah. I have to have meatballs with the breeze, Joseph. I have to. I want fettuccine Alfredo.
I will pump a shot.
Oh, as I dine al fresco. Fuck you.
I gotta have it.
You fucking did this. No one else. This is not a fucking Republican thing. This is not a Democrat thing.
No.
This is not a fucking black,
people
white, purple fucking polka dot thing.
Right.
People are the problem.
Yeah, they're stupid.
We cause our own bullshit, and then we look for motherfuckers to blame.
No shit.
That's what we do.
Yep.
So it the number goes up in Florida. You know who's looking to blame? Floridians. Yeah. Not their governor. Because the governor, even if he opened shit, you went.
I was just before the show.
You went to the fucking place.
Just before the show, I was out. I was driving. I had to go to the store.
Yeah.
I had to pick up a couple of things, which is kind of why I was late.
Condoms, rum and coke.
Yeah, you know, the usual shit.
Yeah.
So... As I was walking to the store, I had my mask on, and what do I see? A woman walking along with the baby carriage, no mask.
Yeah.
No mask.
And then you look at her, and then she'll be the first one bitching and moaning.
Oh, yep.
The first, and look, I'm not saying, if you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
Yeah,
don't care.
Your, yeah.
That's your fucking deal.
When you get sick,
your fucking
don't go
dumb
to the
ass
hospital.
Didn't wear the fucking mask, now you're sick.
Yeah.
I hope you fucking die, because I don't know what else to say to you.
Stay home and
because
deal
we
with
told
it.
You to wear the mask so you wouldn't fucking get sick. You didn't listen to that either, because people are the fucking problem.
I agree.
Look at the fact, one of the biggest things to come out of this whole thing is I'm being proven right yet again. The movie theater thing. I've said it to you, I've said it on this program, I've said it in private, I've said it all over the place. I gave movies fucking 10 years. That's now 5 years less, so now we're moving up. Movie theaters are going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Real fucking soon. I've been proven right about this, because when all these other movies came out while the movie theaters were closed, people got hooked into buying. My sister did it, a lot of other people I know did it. They bought the movie.
Mm-hmm.
To shut the kids up, it's real easy. Put on a movie, shut the fuckers up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they had the movie, you gave it like two showing or 24 hours, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
You paid $20. I'm not saying it's a fucking, perfect fucking equation here. What I'm saying is it exists. So the option exists. Because yet again, though, why we're going to go back to people are the problem, both Regal Cinemas and AMC Cinemas are going to reopen. I think it's next week, if I'm correct. Or it's July 1st.
July 2nd.
Or July 2nd. It's coming up.
Yeah.
All right? AMC firstly said, well, we're not going to force you to wear a mask if your county or state or whatever doesn't force you to wear one. Like, if you're in XYZ and they say, yeah, you can go into that store, no mask, your decision, whatever. they went, okay, great idea. That's what we're going to fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of backlash. Tons of fucking backlash. Regal Cinema sneaks in and says, we're going to require you to wear a mask no matter where the fuck you go. We don't give a shit. Okay? So now it becomes a pissing contest between Regal Cinemas and AMC. Now both of them are saying, you got to wear a mask. Go fuck yourself. That's the new rule. Okay? But proving to you that people are the problem, after we've proven the fact that we can just rent these movies at home,
yeah,
why the fuck would you even consider opening theaters where people have to sit? They're not going to sit 6 feet apart, Joe. They're going to sit next to each other. They're going to have fucking their hands all in the gubby fucking... The goobers and the fucking popcorn and all other shit.
This supposedly is a temporary situation. By the end of the year, everything should be totally back to normal.
Yeah, but that's the end of the year. Then my thing, and I understand that companies need to open again. I'm not fucking saying that. But this is a perfect example. Sports is not having audiences because of that. That exact point. We can't fill up the stands with people who are going to cough and scream and piss on each other. I don't know if you've ever been to a Jets game, because that happens. All that stuff, you can't... my point is, you're going to fucking put these people in a closed room. Because that's what a movie theater is.
And
it's a closed room.
One person who's sick.
And they're going to... Fuck that. Not even if they got the beginning stages. Ooh. Okay? And they fart in the theater. Let alone sneeze or cough. Something is leaving their body, and it doesn't disappear in that room. So you're going to go to a movie theater. You would go to a movie theater. Joe, I'm asking you.
I would.
Would you go to a movie theater in this day and age? Right now, this week it opens, you go to a movie theater.
Not right now.
Exactly.
But I would go.
So wouldn't
eventually.
It then be more prevalent and smart to open them a little later? And keep the movie fucking, the movies
totally
coming.
To be totally honest, people have their own... entertainment systems at home today.
Yeah, it's my penis.
It's not like the old days where you had to look at a small screen. Everybody's got big screen TVs.
Yeah, everybody's streaming something, you know?
Which is fine and dandy, though.
See, that's what the movie theater should do. Like, AMC should have a website where you
make
your
streaming. You have to get it from them.
You order the movie.
You have to get it from AMC.
Right.
That's eventually what's going to happen.
And you watch it at home.
But my point is, during this whole process, how we're not at that now... This is my point between, this is why people are the problem, because selfish fucks want to go to a movie theater. Then they're going to catch the COVID. Then they're going to go out in public to all these other things that are open, and then they're going to spread this shit again. We're going to have a fucking second wave, a third wave of this shit.
People will always want a night out. They will always.
I don't give a shit what they want. Right. I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
This is now, but eventually this is going to be over.
No, when
eventually.
It's over, I don't give a fuck. Then,
yeah, right now,
if
we're
it's
still
over,
in wave one. We're still in wave one of COVID.
Yeah.
We have not reached the
wave
second.
Two.
Yeah.
We haven't even got. And I don't. You want to have a great night out? That's fine. I love going out. I'm not a shut-in. What I'm pointing out, though, is now is not the time to go see a movie. In a movie theater. Now is the time to somehow have figured out that we're going to literally do this shit at home where I can sit in air conditioning. By the way, I love air conditioning. I bring that up?
It's so great.
It's the greatest fucking thing in the world.
Climate control.
And I could sit in my underwear in the air conditioning and watch a movie, first run movie, and if I choose to pay the $20... That's my choice.
Right. Well, you go to a theater, what would it cost you?
More.
Yeah.
If you took a family of four, you're looking at least $75 to $100-something
amazing.
Just to go watch a movie. You can get any popcorn.
Yeah.
All the kids. I want a drink. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll be $9 for a drink.
Yeah.
Soda.
It's a small.
Yeah.
The fuck? Well, because that's
just popcorn, 32.
Now, wait. Yeah. I will defend the movie chains. Because I used to work for Regal, so I will defend the movie chains. They make $1 off your fucking... Each ticket sold, they make $1. So if the ticket you bought is $30, $29 goes to the movie company, $1 goes to Regal.
Yeah.
So I understand why the prices for shit... I get the...
Because they make all their money on the concessions.
I get the thought process. Here's the problem. It's also all the other shit going on. Do you want to be annoyed by young kids?
No.
Do you want to go? This is what I'm saying. Movie theaters are going to be a thing of the past. I'm saying now, within the next 2 years.
Bring back drive-in.
But drive-ins are even... drive-ins work to a certain extent.
They're putting them in Staten Island now, you know.
Yeah, well, they're trying. They're putting them in a lot of places.
Yeah there's...
But it works to a certain extent. I don't mind the drive-in idea. Use the drive-in idea. But then you're also going to have people with the problem of... Do I bring the kids? Do I not? They shove people in the trunks that they used to do in the 50s, so they got in with, like, oh, how many people you got? I got three.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's seven fucking people in the car.
Right.
It brings down the money for the fucking film.
Right.
The films are not going to make, they're not going to work in the system. That's why they died out.
Mm-hmm.
The drive-in, don't get me wrong, Joe Bob Riggs, I know the drive-in will never die. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't work in the, yes, in the germ-infested world that we're in, works fine for right now.
Yeah.
After a while, it's not going to work, because you're not going to get as much volume of money in, and movie companies aren't going to be like, no. Because they work in sync with the movie theaters.
Yeah.
They go to a special conference where they fucking show you the movies, or at least trailers, or whatever. It's like CinemaCon or whatever it's called.
Sure.
And they get to, like, oh, well, this is going to be a huge movie. I'm going to order this movie because I know that we're going to have an influx of people and blah, 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 and it's going to make bazillions of dollars and da, da, da. They know. They know, like, what revenue they're going to make before the shit comes out.
Oh.
A drive-in theater is not a great plan because it's not going to bring in the revenue that even...
Yeah.
So, yet again, though, we are in a world where people are causing their own demise. And it's like, if you have this option, why would you go to the other option? Do you understand? I'm like, if you have this option... That you could sit in your beautiful, Joe built a studio with a bar and a kitchen and a bathroom that I could clean my asshole in.
I like it.
In his own home.
Yeah,
with theater
really nice.
Seats, with recliners,
and
everything. It's used as our green room when we have people in the studio.
Yeah.
It's a great place. More people are going to get those and be able to buy first run movies.
Oh, absolutely.
And eat their mom's meatloaf.
Stream it
and
on
watch,
TV.
You know, and feed the whole family and come over. Hey, we're going to watch the new Batman. Come on fucking over.
Yep.
That is the world we're in. That's my point. We're in that world. So we need to understand where we are and not fucking where we want to go back to.
Yeah.
That's why it's not going to work. But people are so fucking, I got to get a manicure. My mother has been screaming about her fucking hair. For how long?
I already made the appointment.
So did my mother.
Yeah.
My mother's going on Saturday to get a perm.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to her. I'm like, you want a perm. You don't need a perm.
Yeah.
She goes, no, I need a perm. I'm like, no, you want a perm. For 5 minutes, we're having this fucking fight.
You
because
need it to feel better.
But I understand that. But the thing is, it's not a necessity.
At
where we are at now... We have to still make sacrifices, or we're not going to come out of this at all. That's the problem. But fucking damn near Florida with 6,000.
Yep.
Where John is right now.
Yeah.
Other nations got us on the no-fly list.
I know.
They say, do not go to the U.S.
Yeah. Because we are not taking it. Certain places opened way too fucking early.
Yeah, way early.
I mean, as much as, you know, Governor Pierce Nipples... Here in New York, I fucking freely don't disagree with the fact of doing it as slow as fucking possible because we are causing our own demise if we don't.
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing that we need to understand and we're not understanding. Do you remember when this first started and hospitals itself were fucking just buried in fucking patients?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that is, do you want to go back to that? I don't understand people. Just so you could go get your fucking hair did and your nails done and your fucking, you get it. I mean,
that was stupid.
All right, leave the massage parlors open.
Yep.
I understand a good rub and tug. I understand it.
Hey, why don't the hula houses are open?
I don't know. It depends on what, I mean,
well, they are in Vegas, right?
Well, no, they're not in Vegas. They're in Carson City, Nevada because you can't, Vegas, it's illegal. Prostitution is illegal in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You have to be in certain areas.
Yeah.
Of Nevada, where it's legal.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, illegal.
Yeah.
Because I've been to the ranch a couple times, I had to learn the rules. Let me point out. Yeah. You know, Kansas City, Nevada, okay. Las Vegas, bad.
Casinos in Vegas, they're giving out money if you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, you get $20.
Yeah.
I read that, too, somewhere.
Yeah, $20.
$20, but the only... I mean, it's definitely like a catch. It's not...
I like $20.
Yeah, but $20 is not going to do you any good in a fucking... It's not going to... Like, what the fuck is $20 going to do? I mean, I know you're a cheap fuck, Joe.
Yeah, I love it.
But what is $20 going to do to you?
Buy me a soda.
You're going to... Drinks are free when you're in the casino.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Have you not been in the casino before?
Yeah, I've won some money in there.
How much? What was your big win at the casino?
Well, not a lot. I won $4,500 once.
And you're worried about fucking $20 from a fucking free mask.
Well, it's nice, you know.
Yeah, but you won $44,000.
$4,400.
$4,400. Either way, yeah. Is more than you have in your pocket right now. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, I did the math. I think it's more than $20.
Well, I think
so. As such, you're kind of not weighing this out right, Joe. Just pointing that out to you.
I don't gamble that much, so I'm really ahead because I've won more times than I've lost at the casino. I used to go a lot Bag of Donuts, Johnny Bag of Donuts.
All right, so can someone do math for me? I think I'm... What does that say?
I can't say...
It says 1 hour, 44 minutes. We go off the air in 15 minutes?
15 minutes, yeah.
So 15 plus 45 is what?
60.
So that would be...
So it'd be two
hours. So then the two-hour show is on... What the fuck is wrong with math? This player that we have might be working now. I don't know. Oh. I'm looking at the time because I'm being professional, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at my clock that I have to do for the show.
We destroyed the whole show this year. We didn't do any commercials. The Hollywood rack up, the rack and the wrap up.
It's Hollywood rocking wrap up.
Yeah, and I love that. It's one of my favorite.
You want to hear the Hollywood? Yeah. I'll play it for you if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, here's Joe's favorite part of the show.
He requested it.
The Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up for Joe and only Joe. I don't know if anyone's listening. What the fuck? Here you go, Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Singer-songwriter Luke Bryan didn't let coronavirus get in the way of fulfilling a fan's make-a-wish to meet the country music star over an online conference call. The first 5 minutes of which was asking if they could hear each other while still on mute and continually swapping out backgrounds.
Hey, can you guys see me?
Rapper Lil Yachty's lucky to have walked away relatively uninjured after crashing his Ferrari, losing control during a heavy rainstorm. Yachty's likely to blame the accident on fog blocking the windshield. However, with the distinct lack of sober rappers in the game, I'll bet that fog was likely on the inside of the car. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna is being featured in a new ad for designer sunglasses, wearing nothing in the photo but the sunglasses. The sunglasses were actually the least plastic thing on her body. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap Up.
I look forward to it at the 9 o'clock hour. We have the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. And you do a live reading.
Which I didn't do today either.
Yeah.
But I can say right now, well, the news is on this portion of the show.
Yeah.
Brought to you by DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. The AVN award-winning DallasNovelty.com. What they want you to remember, sex is for everybody. For more adult sexy time.
Not everyone.
And for everyone. Yeah. Even you.
There's a few people, don't they?
No, I'm saying. It's for everybody.
Also brought to you by Joe.
No, it's not. Brought to you by DallasNovelty.com. Remember, sex is for everybody. Go to DallasNovelty.com. Na 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 na. And Joe, even more important.
What?
Even more important.
Well, you know what they say.
No news is good news.
That's right.
The more I hear it, the more it sounds like Joe.
It does.
No news is good news.
No news is good news.
You know what they say. No news is good news.
It does sound like Joe when he talks about
right?
anything. When he's fucking
missing teeth.
Well, I was talking to Joe before about this.
Yeah.
With the fucking missing teeth. Joe was saying that there's like many options that he can get,
and he won't do it.
But he won't do it because he's old and gonna die. That was his whole answer.
Well,
I'm old, I'm going to die, so fuck my teeth. What? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, seriously, what the fuck does that mean? If you have no
teeth,
but you have no front teeth.
Yes, so
you look like fucking an ex-boxer. You don't
it's like addict.
Excuse me, don't do the Groucho because it doesn't work. I'm just saying that you look like an ex. You look like you went three rounds with Tyson and lost.
I know. He's gonna fight again, you know. It's that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wait, has it been made official?
As I said, July something or two.
Are you pulling this out of your ass?
No, you can probably get it on Google. Or
can
something.
You look up if Mike Tyson?
Tyson and Holyfield.
Stop texting with your hoes. Yeah. And look and tell them and answer.
He looks pretty good, Tyson.
He never looked bad.
No, I mean like
even when he was even when he was a fat tub of shit.
Well, you know,
I would not step in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Well, he's pretty mean.
If you paid me a gazillion dollars, but full gazillion.
Has always been his nemesis, you know, like
yeah. Well, they made up though. It doesn't have they made up him and Holyfield made
no,
up.
No, I'm sure they made up.
So he's not. They're not nemesis.
They're probably going to pay him a lot of money.
They probably are, but
I'm going to eat your children. I'm going to eat your children.
I'm going to fuck your babies and eat your children.
That's right.
It's fucking ludicrous.
I'm going to eat your children.
All right, was Joe pulling that out of his ass, or is there absolutely nothing set in stone?
No, there is stuff I'm seeing here saying that Mike Tyson will be making a comeback.
Yeah, we're making a comeback, but nothing's set in stone.
Well, 50,
I'm, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that's
right in the Google. I'm going to pull the curtain back and teach people how to do radio.
Yeah.
And the Google say Mike Tyson's next fight.
What I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, but in the Google. Did you write Mike Tyson's next fight?
That's what I did.
Did you write Mike Tyson's rape charges?
Holyfield.
By the way, we're in allegations. See, that's what I'm saying. Allegations. Did he rape somebody? Yeah. Did he go to jail? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not an allegation. You know why, Joe? How about this? You know why?
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
It's a fact, Joe. That's a fucking fact.
I know.
That is a fucking fact. I'm just saying, so he can't find nothing. Nothing is set in stone. You pulled that out of your ass.
No, I saw it on Facebook.
There's a shock. Because nothing on Facebook has ever been doctored or altered or whatever the case may be.
It has to be real.
No, it doesn't!
No, it doesn't.
Case in point, Joe, it does not have to be real. You know why?
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
Bubba Wallace! I'm making a valid point here, Bubba Wallace!
Nothing is set in stone about this, but...
Are you sure?
I am sure, because I'm reading it right now.
Oh,
and
exactly.
The headline specifically says, Mike Tyson has comeback fight opponent, and it is not... Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, because the original story, I know what Joe was talking about, the original story was that they were going to go to Dubai.
Yeah, right.
And the Prince of Dubai said he would put up like $8 gazillion.
Yeah, right.
And to have Holyfield Tyson, whatever it be, Holyfield Tyson 3.
Yeah, I believe that they should have another category in boxing, like old-timers boxing, where they could take, you know, Joe Frazier and Holyfield and all these guys who are good fighters when they were 20.
Yeah.
So they fight themselves when they're 60. What's the big deal?
No, somebody will put your hip.
I'm going to kill you.
Where's the pudding?
I'm going to smack you with my walker. Come here.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the West Hope Boxing Federation. Come on, everybody. We're going to have corn.
You get Michael Buffer go, let's get ready to rumble.
No, they're old. It's going to be more like, let's get ready to tumble. That's what it would be.
I'll tell you.
Hey, get a neck, come on.
Why not? You know, I would have paid to see Muhammad
Joe, put your teeth in so they can knock out your teeth.
I would have paid to see Muhammad Ali fight again.
I would pay to see him. Dig him up now. I'd pay to watch him. More than half of the other boxers that are out there boxing, by the way.
So, you know, ugh. But, you know, they don't go 12 rounds of 15 rounds. Let them go 2 rounds, 3 rounds, you know.
Hey, we're all round.
You get George Foreman out there, you know, but Happy George, you know, he can do it.
Yeah, but then you get some fucking, I didn't hear no bell. That's because you don't have your hearing aid in, you dumb bell. Fuck. I didn't hear no bell. So, ding dong. What? Who did it? What?
You know, instead of a stool in the corner, I'll have a jazzy, you know.
The ring cards girl's tits are on the floor. Look, it's Ethel.
Oh, you know, use liniment, you know, keep your joints going there.
This fight brought to you by Ben Gay. And Preparation H. Because when you have hemorrhoids, Preparation H gets them out.
Well, that would be a great thing, wouldn't it? It would be nice.
I don't know.
I would like it.
Geriatric boxing.
Yeah.
Here comes Gus Lightning Wolcott to the ring.
Yeah. It's like
he's 87. He has all his original teeth in a glass near his bed.
Remember they used to have old-timers day at baseball?
Yeah. They didn't let them fucking play, all of them. Like, there were some old fuckers that just went out and waved.
No, they all
played. Hey, I'm Yogi Berra. Hey! Remember me? I'm still alive.
Yogi's still alive?
No, I think he's dead. Yogi? He died like a couple years ago.
Did Yogi?
Alexa. Is Yogi Berra still alive?
Yogi Berra died on September 22, 2015 in West Caldwell, New Jersey. He was 90 years old.
You want a 90-year-old guy? You want him to be in celebrity geriatric boxing?
Well, yeah.
And Yogi Berra, I'm gonna neck you. It ain't over till it's out. Oh, fuck, he died.
Yeah, that'd be a problem, though. Probably some of these old guys would die in the ring.
You think?
You know?
Fucking idiot.
They would die just hearing the news that they got a boxing match.
Climbing into the ropes. Oh!
Hey, that guy's really good on the fucking bed. What's his name? Oh, that's Rick. He's got fucking Parkinson's. He's just always shaking, so that speed bag's never going to stop. I don't know. I think you're an idiot. That's what I think. You've done idiotic things, Joe, on this program. That's what you have done.
Would be fun.
I'm weirdly just thrown off by this clock now. Because now this thing works. And it's fucking me up. Because before it wasn't working. Now it's totally working.
All right.
Because literally it is down to we have exactly 4 minutes left on this program. Well, now, according to the clock, we have exactly 4 minutes left in the program.
Yep.
So it's now it's working. I don't know what's going to fuck.
Well, it's not a problem with our system. It's a problem with their system.
But their system is screwing up our system.
Well, we have backup. Let's,
We don't have any backup. Have you seen us? We're horrible.
No.
Let's see. Next week on the program, which is July 1st, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Porn star Jessica Starling will be on the program.
Ooh, she's pretty.
She is. Yeah. On the 8th, we're having from Impact Wrestling, we're having Eddie Edwards.
He's pretty
on
cute.
On the program.
Yeah.
He is pretty cute. From the Howard Stern Show on the 15th, we're having Mark the Bagger. On the program.
Is he bagged?
He trust me, if you haven't, Google it when you have your own time, yo.
I will.
Google Mark the Bagger on the Howard Stern Show, and he's coming on the show, and trust me, you need to listen.
Okay.
On the 22nd, we also have Puppet.
Oh, the crazy
coming back.
Guy, yeah.
Puppet's coming back. And on the 29th, rounding out the month of July, Kevin Goatee will be on the program. Comedian, also host of Gutting the Sacred Cow.
Yeah.
Will be on the program as well. Friend of the show as well.
Funny man. Very funny man.
Yeah. So we have a pretty full lineup in the month of July. Yeah.
Good month.
And more stuff on the horizon. Trust me. More stuff on the horizon. Yeah. These are dates that will be filled up.
Oh, they're coming attractions.
Oh, they're coming, all right. Mm. We're making things happen. Well, Joe, you know why.
Why?
I mean, you. I mean, by now, you would think that you would know totally why we at the Ham Radio Show are doing so well, Joe.
Do you know why? I know why.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
Oh. Yeah, that is a fact.
I'm going to be going to bed tonight and hearing that in my fucking sleep.
What are you going to hear? Wait, you're going to hear this?
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
It was a piece of string. It wasn't a noose. It was a loop. It was nothing.
I gotta make that my ringtone now.
Why the fuck, by the way, is your guy German in this fucking scenario?
A string. It was nothing there.
Come on, everybody. We're German.
No noose is good noose.
No noose is good noose.
Wait, you guys just can't say it all the time. You gotta fucking play it.
Well, you know what they say. No noose is good noose.
That bit alone has taken up a half hour of the show.
Oh, God.
We played it so many times.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to point out to you before we leave this studio, this is what we call filler. Filler is great. What filler does is it makes the bologna taste better.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we here at the Ham Radio Show are full of
bologna. Isn't bologna old beef? I love bologna. Everybody says, oh, how could you love bologna?
You have to, I love bologna too. Have you tried the Wunderbar bologna?
I don't know what it is.
They got the meats. The Wunderbar bologna, you have to go to ShopRite.
Oh, okay. I go to ShopRite.
All right, go to ShopRite. Order the Wunderbar bologna. It is a wide bologna. It is perfectly seasoned. Oh. It is the greatest bologna, Joseph.
Really?
That I have ever put in my mouth.
I love bologna.
I know you
bologna do. Bologna and Swiss is one of my favorites.
You are a bologna type of guy, Joe.
Bologna and Swiss.
Joe, you know what?
Yeah. You suck.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
Free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure that chicken knows this simple fucking credo.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
Until next week, I say AMF, my friends. That means adios, motherfucker. Danny, tell him what's up, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of a Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.